この番組は香川県内在住の外国人の皆様のために生活に必要な情報を英語と中国語でお伝えしています。今日はアパートの探し方、入居手続きについて英語でお伝えします。
On today's Come On iPal, I will be talking about looking for an apartment and the procedures needed for moving in. There are probably many among you listening today who are thinking about looking for a new place to live. When looking for a new place to live, you have to consider public residences versus privately rented residences. In the case of prefecturally managed residences, residency applications are invited 4 times throughout the year. In December, in March of the following year, in June, and in September.During each of these periods, applications are accepted from the 1st through the 10th of each of these months. Among the 30 prefecturally managed residences throughout Kagawa, invitations are sent out from the locations with vacancies. You must fill in the necessary information on the forms provided at the prefecture's Housing Division Branch Office or at one of the citizen centers in the prefecture and then submit your application by mail. There are various conditions, including qualifications for moving in, so for more detailed information, please call the Housing Division Branch Office at 087-832-3587. If you feel that you do not have a sound grasp of Japanese, please ask a friend who speaks Japanese to help you out. If you are looking for a privately rented residence, you can search for information on the internet or in housing magazines, or you can speak directly to people you know who are already living in privately rented facilities. If you are finding it hard to obtain information, try going directly to a local real estate agent and letting them know that you are looking for a place. Most real estate agents only offer their services in Japanese, so if you go to a real estate agent, be sure to bring someone with you who can speak Japanese. Next are the procedures for moving into a new place. Residents chosen to move into prefecturally managed residences are chosen via lottery and then are required to go to an information meeting about moving in. You will then be asked to sign a contract called an ukesho and have a co-signer submit a document certifying that their seal is registered. Then you must hand in a security deposit. Once all of these procedures are finished, you will receive your key and you can move in. For private rental residences, you must take a look at the facilities you are interested in, and if one meets your expectations, you apply for it. The real estate agent and the landlord then do a move-in inspection, and if you pass the inspection, you can sign a contract. For an ukesho or for a contract, if you sign the document, it becomes legally binding, so be certain to read all the details carefully. If there is anything that you do not understand, please have it explained to you. For leasing a private rental residence, you will have to pay reikin, or what's known in English as key money,as well as a finder's fee to whomever introduces you to the property, so please be sure to have all fees explained to you clearly. When you have signed the contract, you will receive the key to your apartment, but when you do, be sure to check the apartment with your real estate agent to make sure everything is in order. When you move out of the apartment, you will be responsible for repairing damage or cleaning the apartment, so it is very important to note the condition of the apartment when you first begin renting it. It is very important to meet and say hello to the people living near you after you have moved in.It is also important to greet and be friendly with your neighbors throughout your time at the new apartment. Also, it would be a good idea to join the neighborhood association, participate in local activities, and live actively as one of the residents in the area. Come on, iPal! Next week's show will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be the week after, Sunday, November 21st, at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about how to use the library. This is Chris, signing off.